This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Listen to the weird sound of the quantum computing lab at the present Bell Labs in New Jersey. The same facility were under different management. The transistor was invented 75 years ago this week. Since 2016, labs like this and others around the world have been owned by the telecom company based in Finland, Nokia. I caught up with Peter Vetter, president of Nokia Bell Labs Core Research, who's normally in New Jersey. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, or I should say good afternoon from Espoo, Finland.
From Finland, indeed. Now, they liked to call where you work now the idea factory in the old days. Under Nokia, are you still running this kind of factory?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So solving hard problems, like at the time the transistor, is still very much part of our DNA.
The old Bell Labs had the ability to let people just try stuff. But if someone came to you, Mr. Vetter, and said, look, I want to work on something, I have a hunch, does the modern Bell Labs have that kind of leeway to give?
Yes, we still today allow for exploration research. When a researcher comes to me, I have here an intuition that there is a new way of solving the problem, they can go after that. After some time, they have to come back, of course. They have to show that they made progress, that they have gained new insights before they earn the right to then enlarge the project. And out of these different exploration ideas, we then take bets. We say, okay, here we're really onto something. It solves a real-world problem. Now let's make it bigger.
Many people with their mobile phones now have learned a little bit about what's called 5G. It's fast. Your people are working on 6G?
We have seen in the industry that about every 10 years, there is a new generation of networks that allows to incorporate new disruptive innovations and enhance the capabilities of the networks and the applications. So yes, we are already 10 years ahead working on those innovations.
The transistor turns 75 years old this week. When you come into work in the morning or at the end of your day, you walk right past the place where the first transistor was devised. Did you ever feel the energy at any level?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it makes me immensely proud to work where the transistor was invented, but also where many other transformative inventions happened. The transistor kicked off a whole new field of semiconductor physics that led to such innovations as semiconductor lasers, as solar cells, as the CCD camera to the mobile that allowed for digital cameras.
Peter Vetter, president of Bell Labs Core Research at Nokia Bell Labs. Mr. Vetter, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.